Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
And me, Dale Lefebvre, for the Max Chance Show. And we're going to just truck along here. Oh, wait. It doesn't seem to be... Oh, that's me. Okay. Yes. Yeah, we're going to have some more music. We're going to start off with Under the Influence. No, not that kind of Under the Influence. I'm not drinking, and I haven't had alcohol all day. But it's by the Chemical Brothers, so that explains a lot. And after that is a really urgent phone call from Jesus by National Lampoon Comedians. And Put Down Your Dream Journal and Dance by Blockhead. So let's hear all that. Yeah. Under the Influence.
Under the Influence. wake up. Come on.
The person you are calling,
Judas Iscariot,
is not available.
Damn it.
To page this person, press number sign, or to leave a message, simply wait for the
tone. All right. Enough of the phone calls. Come on. We got an angry mob outside, and they ain't gonna wait all day.
Boy, oh boy. You wind up in jail, and you really find out who your friends are, huh?
Hey, trust me. The only people you can count on in here is you and the good Lord.
At least you know he'll never forsake you.
Hey, Barabbas, you're out of here.
Oh, got caught again. Yes, that was, the last track was Put Down Your Dream Journal and Dance by Blockhead, and a really very urgent phone call from Jesus by the National Lampoon Comedians, and Under the Influence by the Chemical Brothers to start us off with. And now we're going to hear Carrot Juice's Murder by the Arrogant Worms. Who else? And, Fagno, Beware, it says in parentheses, by Miriam Marcel. And just going to have two tracks because they're longer. Well, one is was long. Anyway.
Listen up, brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness. I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers. Coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
weighted and steamed with no mercy. How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables
It's time
go.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
Let's
hell.
Call the spade a spade.
Is a spade, is a spade, is a spade, is a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage. I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower. I've heard the screams of the vegetables,
screams,
watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
weighted and steamed with no mercy. How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables
go. Time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's call the spade a spade.
Is a spade is a
How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccolis bleed in the soup.
Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes, let potted plants free. Don't mash that potato. Whoa,
no, spare the spine, eat a cow instead. I've heard the screams of the
screams, screams,
watching their skins being peeled
in the stir fryer,
weighted and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmet scum,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the field.
Carrot juice constitutes murder.
V8's genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take up macrame.
Let's call the spade a spade.
Is a spade 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 is a
Thank you.
Yeah.
valia por o tio bem. Fiela que ga ilmi valia por o tio bem. Fiega até de onde aí eu oiti. Abo am fala o Head of the you wait, have one follow. For summer, first lace cag at the governor, lady. For my fitting lace school, good deliver. For summer, first lace cag at the governor, lady.
Yeah, that was Miriam Marcel with a track called, oh boy, let's see if I can pronounce it, Figigno, Beware. it means beware, apparently, by Miriam Marcel. And before that, we heard Carrot Juice's Murder by the Arrogant Worms. You knew it was them. And, well, we're going to go on here with some other music. Red House by Jimi Hendrix. Oh, yeah. Been waiting to play that. Beyond that is Winter in Your Heart by the Knee-High Theater. And Summertime by Janis Joplin. Yeah. She makes the song sound much different than it used to before her, and maybe since too. Anyway, Red House to start off.
Thank you. glass is empty. Is there anything at this table you will not taste? You've laid our hearts to waste, made a desert of our loves. You think you are neither right nor wrong, and your hell is you do not care. Whoa, 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 whoa.
gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings, shout and take to the sky. Going to harm you now. Na 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 na. Don't you cry.
We'll be right back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for nearly 30 years now, the Capitol steps have been mocking politicians and the bizarre situations they get in. And let me try that again, actually. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, for nearly 30 years now, the Capitol caps have been pocking politicians and the Cesar bituations they get into. Just whip your flurge, it'll make a lot more sense. See, Jadis and Littleman, the Thun Wing that has us always both thared and skankful is the fimple sacked that even in this a and age, the candles just keep on scumming. I mean, sure, the chases may change, but it's still the same old stories. Goy meets Burl, Goy loses Burl. Goy's married to different Burl. Goy discovers Burl is Goy. You know, variations on a theme. For instance, Yastlier, we all discovered that the Gigas Boffer and the Wistery of the Hurled, Weiger Toots, was in fact mumping everything that hooved. Yes, Thier. We're just going to take a little scop, jip, and a hump over to the world of fro football. What do we have there? We have Fret Barve of the Minnesota Vikings. Actually, he is now. Originally, Fret Barve was the Piz Kid of the Whackers. In his heart of hearts, I think he's a whacker still. Mm-hmm. Now, is Fret Barve still a knob-touch border quack? Yell hiss. Is Fret Barve, even though he's dolder than hurt, still one of the platest of all grayers? Yell hiss. Does Fret Barve, even though he probably needs an entire bucket full of Viagra, does Fret Barve still like tending sex to people? Well, Fret, I'm afraid if the foo... Well, I was going to say if the shoe fits, but I'll let you guys do that one for yourself. So. You see, Fret Barve liked tending sex so much that he ended up pexting his tinas. He pexted his tinas to a nond who didn't even blow him. This is what happens when everyone has a little Pamra in their cocket. Eventually, their little cocket ends up in their Pamra. Let's move over for a second to the Pearl of Wallatix, which has always been the leather mode for these Capitol caps, because it's always worked this way. Generally, the Cremadats will screw up, and the Republicans throw a party. Next time, Republicans mess up Cremadats, party time. That's what we all always called the poo-tardy system. But now the poo-tardy system is in trig bubble, because along with the poo-tardies, we got the pee-tardy. How do you fit the pee tardy into the poo tardies? Well, it is tard to hell. I hope they get into a skig bandle soon, mostly because I like saying, you know, pee tardy from the stage. Sounds scandalous with nothing happening. Also, it'll probably involve my favorite politician these days. I'm, of course, talking about parasailing. Gotta love parasailing. Gotta love her husband, good old pod railing. Got all of those five kittle lids. Piper, pillow, pistol, pack, and pig. They're trying, the P-tardy. You may remember in our most recent erection. Up in Welladare, they ran Distine O'Cronnell. Now, she widened in. It's tough when you begin as a bitch. Also, when you run against Bastermation. Now... I've been to Welladare. Why you'd run against Bastermation there is beyond me. There's nothing else to nuke. And Jadies and Littlemen, of course, there's always some interesting cooings going on up in the Dongress. You Nork has a former congressman named Listopher Cree. He got into trig bubble all because he fuck a toto. He fuck a flirtless shexy toto. And then he put it up on legs, Chris. Now, J.D.'s a little bit normally when you put your flexi-sexins up on legs, Chris, you use a nake fame. Now, I don't know if Congressman Listifer Cree is painfully honest or if he's just brummer than a load of dicks. But he was a congressman, so I'm going with the dicks. We also have a skig vandal in this Department of Date, the whole Licky Weeks affair, which is enough to make you feel sorry for Clillery Hinton, if you can believe such a thing. She has to glop all around the hobe, feeking sorgiveness from Lauren feeders that probably do not hind it in their farts. Hmm? The Licky Weeks of things is one of those things that can make you all get wowdy and piney about the Searle's wituation. But, Jadies and Littlemen, you just have to remember the Storl of my mores, which cite quimply is this. You have to remember we still live in the latest grand and the wistery of the hurled. We still live in the rast lamaining pooper sour. We still live in the friend of the lee, the brome of the have, where all the pearls are gritty and all the men are drawing and staring. A place where cheggers can be boozers, but mostly a place where everyone is free to lick their own Peter. Yank them! Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That was Capital Steps with Lurdy Dies, the Porld of Wallatix and the Sporld of Warts. You have to flip the words. and it makes lots of sense, I suppose. Anyway, before that was Red Alert by Basement Jacks and Summertime by Janis Joplin, Writer in Your Heart by Knee-High Theater, and we started off with Red House by Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. That was what it was, or something like it, anyway. I have to put my phone on silent now. Okay, on we go here with Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette. And let's see, I guess we'll go... We'll 12 Pentagons by Valby Vocal Gruppe. And Hilly by Minotaur Shock. So that's what's on the agenda.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Thank you. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Thank you.
This is Haley by Minotaur Shock. Before that, we heard 12 Pentagons by Valby Vocal Group. And we started off with Hand in Pocket by Alanis Morissette. This is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chan Show. See you next week.